an update on the markets. The update is that it's all down.
Exactly, upsy-downsy. It is downsy across Europe and the United States. As we've been hearing through the programme, lockdowns reimposed in Germany and in France, as we were hearing just a short time ago, also from Canada. Rise in cases of COVID-19, and the United States, it's still peaking through many, many states. So all of that is seen to be basically throwing a spanner in the works of potential economic recoveries. European markets were down between 3 and 4% generally. The US markets, they've trimmed their losses. They were down more than 3% at one stage, but with 25 minutes to go, they're down about 2.5% at the moment, none of which bodes very well for our market, which managed a 12-point gain yesterday. Top 50 index starts the morning at 12,265. The heightened fear about COVID-19 has seen a move by investors to safe havens. That means rises in the US dollar and the Japanese yen. That sees the Kiwi trading at 66.5 US cents, half a cent down on yesterday, 94.2 Australian, 51.2 British pence, 0.566 euro, 69.4 Japanese yen, and 4.47 yuan. Brent crude oil has taken a tumble as well, down $1.90, nearly 5%, to a four-month low of $39.30 US a barrel. And gold also suffering from the higher US dollar, and gold is down 30 US dollars, 1.6%, at 1,877. We'll update how red those markets are looking around the morning. And also we'll bring you the full year result for the ANZ Bank. That and all the other business news around 12:20 in Midday Report.